Michigan real estate headlines. Michigan real estate agent fees and commissions explained. Bankrate explains that real estate agents are paid through commissions, typically a percentage of the home's sale price, and breaks down how those commissions work and who pays them. For MI real estate professionals, this helps frame transparent compensation discussions so clients clearly understand how agent fees are calculated in transaction planning. Use this Bankrate summary as a quick reference before fee discussions so MI clients receive consistent upfront explanations of commission expectations. Michigan real estate headlines. Michigan Property Checker, MI property records, permits, and deed searches. Michigan Property Checker is a Michigan property record search tool that helps users find owner details, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records. For MI real estate professionals, it centralizes key property record resources in one Michigan-specific place for faster and more efficient research. Explore MI property records directly through the Michigan Property Checker portal to support your next property review at michigan.propertychecker.com/. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. A five-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MI jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.